May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When the Church of England revised its liturgies in 2000, it was suggested that as the celebration of the Incarnation lasts from Christmas Day until Candlemas on the 2nd of February, it would be a great idea to have your Christmas tree up until the 2nd of February. Some of you might remember some very bald Christmas trees surrounded by a carpet of pine needles. Over the years, a compromise has been reached whereby you dispatch the trees after the Epiphany but keep the crib until Candlemas. But such churchy customs are totally at odds with a world that puts Christmas decorations up on the 1st of December and dismantles them on Boxing Day. On my way to the cathedral on Boxing Day, St. Stephen's Day, I saw at least one Christmas tree that had already been thrown out. Whatever happened to the 12 days of Christmas, which officially ended last night? The feast days celebrated during these days of Christmas also add a very different dimension to the story of the birth of the Christ child. On the 26th of December, we celebrate St. Stephen, the first martyr to give his life in witness to Christ. On the 27th, John the Apostle and Evangelist points in his writings to Christ, the light of the world, the Word made flesh, who came down from heaven to earth. The Holy Innocents on the 28th pick up the slaughter of the boys under 2 years old by King Herod as he sought to destroy the Christ child. And then much closer to home, the feast of St. Thomas Becket is commemorated on the 29th as we remember his murder, his martyrdom in Canterbury Cathedral. So these feast days very cleverly strip away the glitter and the tinsel of a fairy tale and firmly ground the birth of the Christ child in the nitty-gritty of our everyday world. Last Sunday, we recalled the episode when the 12-year-old Christ was seemingly lost and then was found engaging in theological discussion with the elders of the temple. But today we return to Jesus as an infant, though perhaps more of a toddler than a babe in arms, and now in a house rather than a stable. Our crib services and even our own depiction of the Nativity, which you can see by the font, tend to conflate the arrival of the Magi with the shepherds. But that seems rather unlikely, given that King Herod killed the male children who were 2 years old and under in his desire to rid himself of the newborn Jesus. For many of our brothers and sisters in the Christian world, the Feast of the Epiphany is a much greater feast than Christmas, with the giving of gifts associated with the wise men rather than with a jolly Father Christmas. In Spain, today, the Day of Kings is marked by children putting out their well-polished shoes in order to receive a gift. I shan't look at your shoes on the way out this morning. The Germans and the French mark the feast with a king's cake laced with orange and spices and containing a charm. If your teeth manage to survive the charm, you're crowned as king or queen for the rest of the day. Our Orthodox brothers and sisters celebrate Epiphany with the baptism of Christ and a blessing of waters, of lakes and rivers, as we too will do so next week with the blessing of the River Thames. That word Epiphany literally means to reveal, to show. And in these coming weeks of Epiphany tide, we witness Jesus being revealed as God's Son through his baptism in the River Jordan, in the miracle of water being turned into wine at the wedding at Cana, but today in the arrival of strangers from the East who come to worship the Christ child. We often talk about the three wise men or the three kings, and yet it's very unlikely that there were three kings or that they were kings at all. Much more likely there would have been a great travelling caravan of wise men and I'm sure wise women. These magi were seekers. They were explorers, travelling from what's exotically referred to as the East. They weren't Jews, and they're often depicted by artists as having Far Eastern or African descent. They symbolise people from a very different background, a culture, a very different religion, seeking the truth and journeying in faith and hope, following that star. They're looking for, they're longing for something above and beyond their everyday experience and knowledge. And not surprisingly, their first port of call on arriving in Jerusalem is to look for the newborn king in a palace. For those with open hearts and minds, this child brings light and hope and peace, the hope of a new beginning. But for King Herod, he brings fear and challenge. In attempting to hang on to his own power, he seeks to destroy the Christ child. The contrast with the Magi, the outsiders, couldn't be greater. For when they realize they're at their journey's end, they are overwhelmed with joy and fall down with humility on their knees and pay homage. They worship the Christ child. Just like the despised and marginalized shepherds, so the Magi are outsiders. They simply don't belong. And it's precisely because they see things through fresh eyes that seekers and inquirers may have insights that seasoned believers like me and you may simply overlook. The message of the angels to the shepherds, the star leading the way of the Magi, reminds us that everyone, and I mean everyone, is invited to celebrate the birth of the Christ child, but especially the outsiders, those who surprise us most. Jesus turned the world upside down from his entry into our world and continues to do so to our own day. So each one of us journeys to the manger throne on very different paths. There's no blueprint that we must all follow. Every one of us is called and nurtured and cherished by God, who longs for us to make our home in the divine heart. On their long journey to worship the Christ, the Magi would have enjoyed the openness, the generosity, the hospitality of strangers, of their hosts, including the Holy Family. It was the fulfillment of a prophecy that the Messiah's reign and kingdom is for all people and not just for a chosen few. So the Magi are the first Gentiles to recognize, to pay homage, to worship the Christ. It was a source of scandal then and continues to be for some people of faith. The experience of the Magi challenges each one of us and as a community seeking to be inclusive and welcoming to all. May we be open to the experience of others very different from ourselves, allowing them to see God through a very different lens from our own and celebrating their insights, their gifts. At the beginning of this new year, may we reflect on the treasure that we all have in our hearts and how we might share that with those who continue on a long and hard journey in search of God. As the light of a star encouraged and gave direction to those first explorers, so may we shed light on the path of those seeking truth, those seeking meaning in their lives, and may we show them the way home to God. Amen.